some people come for the words in the beginning, and then if it works for them, they move on to what's beyond the words. And more it becomes about the wordless. The blessing of the guru is the intimacy. So it's a question of your desire. Because those who desire more intimacy are on the right track. And people tend to know when it's for you. You can go to 50 gurus, and if one's for you, you tend to know it. You tend to feel somehow in a mystical way, in an unexplainable way, how the other 49 don't quite match up with you, and yet that one does. Who can explain how that works? Nobody knows, but it's a well-documented and from time immemorial phenomena. So no real teacher, no real guru, no true teacher is ever looking for disciples, because if they're the real deal, they know that it gets taken care of by that mystical process. They know that nothing they do makes it happen or makes it not happen. The real teacher, the true teacher, is never trying to be attractive, interesting. Is never trying to play to the audience. Because it's too much work. They don't need to. It's only the false teacher that's playing to the audience, that tries to say things that will entice you, things that will interest you, things that will get you to come back. The true teacher knows that certain things he or she says will make certain people never come back. And that's the way it is. They don't try to play with that and make a palatable message or a homogenized message that will appeal to a wider circle, because the real deal isn't for a wider circle. The real deal is for a very small number of people, whether that's 10 people or 10,000 people or a million people. It's still a small amount of people compared to the billions on the planet. So every, what's referred to as a true teacher, somehow knows this, somehow knows that to dilute the message is to be a lousy messenger. And that pandering to what people want to hear, that's the world, that's advertising, that's sales. That's not the job of any true teacher. In fact, the benefit of the intimacy and of increasing intimacy to the degree that and the time it takes to tolerate it is just so you can be told more the hard facts, the naked truth. Even those who are my most intimates, those who asked for initiation as disciples and received discipleship, even among those, I can't really, until they allow, simply state the bald truth. This is the wacky, crazy situation of it, that the ego is so powerful, the habit patterns are so pernicious and established, that even those who with all their hearts want the truth can't tolerate hearing the truth. It hurts too much. It's too terrifying. It burns.